Welcome back to our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for today's Unified Bank Profile, and what a special moment on Friday night for the newest Nailers forward, Lane Gillis, his first pro game, and he got to celebrate it with his first pro goal. And Lane, first I want to talk about what your emotions were like going into your pro debut, what the experience was like, because you were just meeting guys when you got to Indy on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot to take in at the time. I had 2 days of travel right before that, got into Indy, and then met the guys, and they were very welcoming, and it kind of helped out with the game.
How does it go like that when you're starting to meet the team, and then all of a sudden, oh, by the way, here's your line mates for tonight, and having to figure out all of that information, what guys like to do within maybe a couple of hours?
I think Derek was obviously really good, just calling me in and telling me just to play my game and don't worry too much about system stuff. So I kind of just went out there and played free, and I think it helped a lot.
Davis Buns gets the shot off. The rebound comes out. What are you thinking?
I mean, the puck was kind of flipping a little bit, but I was able to get a hold of it and put it in the back of the net, so it felt good.
Who was the first call or text message after the game that night, and what was that whole experience like for you?
I think it was either my girlfriend or my parents. They were pretty happy for me. They were both texting and congratulating me and whatnot, so that was good.
Did they get a chance to watch the game, listen to the game, or was this brand new information for them?
No, I think they were all able to tune in and kind of watch it, so that was good. That was really good.
So you make the transition going from the college game to the pro game. First off, what was the process like as you were starting to wind down at school? Was something was pro, something you were looking at as the season was going along? Was that something that just kind of came to fruition the last few weeks? And why did Wheeling end up being the destination?
Well, you know, college hockey ends a little sooner than most. So I kind of after the season ended, I was thinking, well, like it's mid-February here, so told my agent to start working the phones a little bit, and Wheeling came across his desk, and I thought it was a good fit, and obviously Derek thought it was a good fit, so I think it worked out well.
What are some of your biggest takeaways of the pro game, your first weekend of it, getting a chance to go through that? I'm sure 3-and-3s were not something that you played a lot of, but the style of the game, how do you feel about that?
The style, it's much faster, in my opinion. I mean, more guys are making plays and kind of being in the right spots. Playing 3-and-3 was obviously tough on the body. I haven't done that in a couple of years now, so that got kind of getting used to. And obviously the bus rides, being all three games away, was kind of tough, but it's good to be back here in Wheeling now.
We've seen you score a goal. I mean, I really appreciated the fact you were throwing the body around this weekend as well. What kind of a player do you see yourself as? What can fans here in Wheeling expect to see from you as you get situated into your pro career?
Kind of just an energy guy. Plays good defense, pretty responsible. And like you said, I like to throw my body around a little bit. So I'm going to continue to do that a little bit.
As you finished up your major junior career, that's always kind of an in-between point for players where some of them decide to go pro then, some of them decide to go with the college route. Why was going to Mount Royal the best thing for your career?
Well, my brother actually ended up going to Mount Royal. He got a degree out of there, and with COVID kind of happening and everything, I thought it was kind of better if I just head home and do my school, and I don't regret it at all, and I'm happy I did it.
You get a chance to experience a school day. That's one way to make a home debut here on a Wednesday morning. What's that going to be like? What are you looking forward to? Have you ever played a game in the morning before?
I can't remember the last time I played a game in the morning before. It'll be something cool and different, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the fans and just playing my first game here in the Wheel.
I will tell you that it's going to be extremely loud. It's going to be 5,000 screaming kids, so it's going to be an atmosphere you've never probably experienced like that before. Now that you have a chance to actually arrive in Wheeling, which you did on Sunday night, what are you looking forward to exploring the city and just kind of finding a new place here? Is this a new spot for you altogether?
Yeah, yesterday we had a day off, so I kind of walked around Wheeling a little bit, went to a couple markets and whatnot, and I mean, it's a beautiful city, really nice brick buildings. No, I'm looking forward to it. I love this.
As you start to progress here and we wind down the final quarter of the season, what are you hoping to accomplish here as you wind down essentially your rookie season and look to really make that impact to be able to put yourself in good position going into next year?
I think for me, I just want to do what I can to get Wheeling to the playoffs, I guess. We got, I don't know, 17 games left, so I'm going to do everything I can to just help the guys and help the team move forward.
Very good, Lane. Well, I really appreciate you spending a few minutes to speak with me. It's great to have you here. Congratulations on that very special moment on Friday night, and enjoy the atmosphere of Education Day.
Thank you so much.
Lane Gillis, the newest member of the Wheeling Nailers, today's Unified Bank Profile. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.